computerised voices generated?
Talking machines have more of a history than you might realise. They date back to the 1930s when Homer Dudley created a keyboard-operated voice synthesizer called, rather ominously, the Voda. Now we encounter them on a daily basis, whether it's listening to that unapologetic station announcer telling you your train is delayed yet again, or sat-nav politely telling you to do a U-turn. But how are these voices generated? Fear not, as Dr. Pierre L'Enchantant from Cambridge University is here to tell us how computers talk the talk.
All spoken languages are based on sound units called phonemes. When you create a computerized voice, these phonemes are key.
The English language has about 44 of these phonemes. For example, the word push has three phonemes, p, r, and sh. But it's not quite as simple as that.
The p in push is pronounced slightly different than the p in the word spiel. And if the word is part of a question, the intonation will change a little bit.
He spilled the milk. He spilled the milk?
So we have to cover pretty much all of these phoneme variations. We start by recording a person reading large quantities of text, usually about 10 hours. The recording is then analyzed by software that labels each phoneme according to its speech, duration, and intensity.
Great. So if I type this sentence into a voice synthesizer, how does it know which phonemes to use, especially with all those tricky intonations to get its tongue around?
This process is actually very similar to the way a kid learns to read. You teach it some basic rules, but it can also figure out a lot on its own.
So hopefully it wouldn't say, run like the wind, or sit back and unwind, because it will have learnt a bit of context.
A few years ago, it was at this basic level, and really sounded like a robot. But the technique has developed tremendously lately, and become very sophisticated. So these days, a computer has gone from sounding like a six-year-old spelling out Harry Potter in a monotone, choppy voice to speaking in a fluent and expressive way that can barely be distinguished from that of a real human. These are very exciting times.
Very exciting indeed. Thank you very much, Pierre, for taking us through our ABCs. Next week, we take to the skies to answer Wilf's question.
How do black boxes work?
Well, maybe the naked scientists of the future may be entirely computer generated. If you know how an airplane's black box works, you can email Chris at thenakedscientist.com. You can find us on Facebook, tweet at Naked Scientists, or join in the debate on the forum. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum.
And that is it for this week. Thank you very much to Georgia Mills for production. Next time, we're finding out how volcanoes work, and we'll be trying out some explosive experiments. Do try and join us. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the EPSRC, the STFC, and Rolls-Royce. I'm Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.